The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas.
That's a lot.
To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Well, it's Thursday. We all know what that means.
Birthdays.
It's time for the birthday bag.
And mailbag.
Yeah, we reach in.
Our generous birthday bag.
It's the birthday bag. I dated a girl in high school that had a birthday bag.
I bet. Couldn't wait for that day to roll around.
Yes, right on her chin.
Oh! Really, Blue?
Yeah, we do birthdays every Thursday. Please submit your entries at least a couple of days in advance so we don't miss yours. And send them, where do they send them, Buzz?
You know, any number of places. You can email us at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
You can contact me directly on Facebook, or really any of us, because it always gets passed on to me.
And what I really like is when they're not sent to me.
Don't send to me. This is
okay.
Oscar.
Okay, right, don't please. Send to Mike or Oscar, but you can send to...
Yeah, I welcome all the comers.
Because you forward them, and Mark does too, so...
I think it's best if you're in town, just drop them off at Buzz's house.
Very good. Good idea. Let's start, shall we?
Yes.
We shall.
Amon Ure.
What? Are you
Pig Latin? Let's start with a weird name.
Okay.
Yeah. Amon Ure.
It's delicious and gluten-free.
And, you know, like I say, when I'm very, very excited, Mark had some good news for the show right before we signed on, and I went, Ip, Ip, Ure.
How you spell Ure?
U-R-E-Y.
Yeah, I don't like that name.
But I thought E-A-M-O-N-N would be Amon.
I thought so, too, but his wife, girlfriend, says it's pronounced
Amon.
Like Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool.
Amon Ure.
Really, is it cool?
I like it.
Amon Ure gets deployed to Afghanistan in January, so today's mailbag is dedicated to him. Amen. I like that.
There you go.
Amen, Amon.
Amen.
Amon Amon's birthday was Saturday, and he'd enjoy a greeting from Oscar's papa.
It's disappointing.
They love to make the request. He's going off to Afghanistan, for crying out loud.
Yeah, just do it.
I just want to say good luck to you, Amon Ure.
You excited about Reno, Papa?
I somehow blanked on Oscar's Papa.
It's vaya con Dios.
And Oscar, please stop being such a disappointment.
See, that's...
Yay!
There you go. You have to find your groove, Daddy.
That's how they roll.
Still recovering from election night.
Oh, we all are.
Nick Talent's only request is that we keep the mailbag short. His birthday was Saturday. Well, he doesn't like the mailbag?
Apparently not, but he likes it well enough to submit his name.
Dick.
Nick Talent. I'm not buying that
Nick
talent.
Nick Talent.
Talent.
Yeah. Robert W. Spiewak II turned hornier on Sunday.
Actually, no, Robert W. Spiewak Sr.
Senior. Oh, senior.
Because I'm junior, and then Robert is the third.
Oh, so you're really the
senior. Yeah, but happy birthday, Dad. I love you.
Robert W. Spiewak Sr., HBS, Horny Bob Spiewak.
I love him.
How old was HBS?
He would have been 61.
Had he
61
lived.
61.
Yeah, had he lived.
And that libido is
stronger than ever.
That libido is so strong. Are we doing all our buddies now?
Yes,
our friend Lowell Melser turned 39 on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
We're siding with him.
Get it?
P-U-E, Lowell.
There you go.
I don't know either.
Does that mean?
It's a Mark and Lowellism.
P-U-E, lol.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the game when you're out?
I'm going to turn your mic off.
Out with your buddies, and you see who can scream out the word penis the loudest?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't believe
to see who could
I
ever
have.
Get never, you know, most embarrassed? Well, somehow we ended up through the years yelling out P-U-E as loud as we can and to see who would be the most embarrassed.
Well,
right
now you should be.
How excited are you and Lowell about gay marriage being legalized in Maryland?
Very excited.
Hey, you Lowell!
It was also on Election Day. It was also an Election Day birthday for Randy Horowitz. He's 37 now, and he'd like to hear our traditional birthday song. So for Randy, on the count of three, one, two, three, nice and loud.
Happy birthday, Horowitz.
Pee-wee.
The guy who cut off Rob's hair had a birthday Tuesday as well, Omar Lahiri.
Hey, Omar!
He would like Mike, Oscar, and Buzz to accept his Facebook friends request so he can complete the set. You know what? I'm doing the best. I dumped a guy yesterday.
Good.
And I'm trying. We're I'm like trying to whittle it down.
We're like baseball trading cards.
I know.
I heard Omar on Omericast. You know, he sounds just like Michael Douglas when he speaks.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's eerie.
Hi, it's Michael Douglas.
Hi, it's Omar Lahiri. I need to...
Joyce Barker, who had a birthday yesterday, is so Polish. She'd like to hear Mike pronounce her maiden name... Zdulskyi.
Very close.
Z-D-U-L-S-K-Y. Zandulski?
Again, please.
Stin?
You know what?
Zdulski.
Zdulski.
They lived across the street from the Spiewaks in Warsaw.
Spiewak and Zdulski.
That's them.
Very good. Jack McDermott turned two yesterday.
Two?
Which is great after spending the first 5 months of his life in the hospital as a 16-week preemie. His dad says someday Jack will give his dad the same looks Mike's daughters give him.
Nice.
Yes, and Elizabeth, thank you for running up the bill on my cell phone.
Oh, dear.
Lots of data?
Lots of data. The data. Yeah. Once again, she has eclipsed the data usage.
Well, you have. Has a lot to do, I think, with politics. She was following the election so closely.
Today is Bill's 58th birthday. Bill introduced his son to our shows years ago, and Bill's son, Kevin, wants to say thanks with this greeting.
What That's greeting? Very kind.
Is there? Does the Bill have a last
happy
name?
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Very good.
Does Bill have a last name?
Bill.
Now, that's
just
we don't know.
Big Bill.
His son didn't bother to include that.
I call him, like you say, it's Mr. Bill.
Is he sitting there on Capitol Hill?
Speaking of Mr. Bill, can we hear that, please?
Sure.
Oscar Santana is Mr. Bill.
Not the gumdrop button.
Thank you.
And by the way, that was Gingerbread Man, but somehow Oscar knew what you were saying.
I like it. Yeah. A listener for 26 years. But it's the same as Mr. Bill.
It works just fine.
Yeah, a listener for 26 years, Kevin Pussy.
Who?
No,
what?
That's Pussy as in Pussy.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's quite the last name.
So, quite a boner on your part.
I'm sorry. A listener was for 26 it? Years.
That's uh-huh. right.
Kevin Pussy.
That's right.
You!
He's a really, really... I understand he's very successful. He's a very big Pussy.
Yeah. And he's never heard this joke before.
Never.
He's having his 39th birthday today. His first as a father.
Hope it's a hell of a gash. Bash. A birthday bash.
He'd like to hear Rob deny his request to run out and get him a half gallon of Eagle Rare.
All right, go get Ben.
There it is.
You made his nice.
Way to go, Mr. Pussy. Jeremy Cecina of Stockton, California, has been listening for 12 years, and he'd like a greeting from Rob and Mike in their pukey DJ voices. Well, let's say happy birthday to Jeremy Cecina.
Hey, I hope it's a great day. Make sure you take a big tank of air before you try to extinguish those candles.
And at the end of the evening, cut yourself a big giant slice of cake to enjoy your birthday, okay?
Hey, what's your favorite kind of ice cream cake combination? I like chocolate cake and vanilla ice cream. Call us.
I like plain old white birthday cake.
And now let's go to traffic with Mr. Pussy.
Kelly Moffitt turns 41 Saturday. On her behalf, her husband's requested a sexy greeting from Buzz.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here we go.
Yuck. All right, Kelly. All right.
When I'm on stage Saturday, Kelly, I'll be thinking of you. Okay. Happy birthday.
So I hate that. All right, anyway, and Jackie McGrady has a birthday Saturday.
Hi, Kelly.
Is he at the Friars Club? Sounds like Freddie Roman and Jackie McGrady.
Jackie McGrady!
The greatest!
Jackie McGrady has a birthday Saturday, and her husband hopes this greeting will make her less of a handful during her pregnancy.
Yeah.
Her husband would also like some advice on handling babies. I got it. I mean, okay, I'm
really?
Father of two.
Good, yes.
Number one advice. It's the advice I got. Uh-huh. I think it's the advice my father got.
Right. What's that?
Don't drop them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And our letter of the week, finally.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. This comes from Karen Seidman.
That's right, and it's amazing.
I was a longtime DNM listener, and about 8 months ago, I discovered you. I'm so glad I did. Mike, Rob, and Buzz, I missed you guys, and it's been great getting introduced to Oscar, Mark, and yes, even RJ.
Meh.
At first, the podcast was a nice compliment to walks with my dog. My dog has gotten used to waiting until I finish downloading before going outside. In gratitude for the laughs, I began showing my appreciation. I began using your Amazon portal. I'm a big Amazon Prime member shopper, so that was a no-brainer. Then, unhappy with a recent weight gain, I started Weight Not. I have thyroid issues, and I was always unsuccessful trying many diets. I'm happy to report this has not been the case with Weight Not. I'm extremely pleased. Just recently started Health Slim, and I'm down 36 pounds.
Atta girl.
With
nicely
not
done.
That much further to go to meet my goal. I started to be hooked on TMOS sponsors, so I didn't stop there. Next, I gave LendingTree a try.
Hey!
I'm refinancing. I was able to secure a good rate on a loan, well on my way at paying off a couple of credit cards as well as reducing my mortgage payment about $40 a month. It didn't stop there either. The other day, I ordered my business cards with VistaPrint.
Jesus!
I'm self-employed, so it was great and an inexpensive perk. So thanks to you, a bunch of positive life changes have happened along with the laughs. Thank you, TMOS. I'm extremely grateful and promise I'm not through with you and your fine sponsors. Let me put it this way. The summer of 2013 will be a man-great summer.
Nice.
Your loyal and grateful listener, Karen Seidman. Let's start the show.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, in a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
But when sports came out...
Hey, Paul!
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. We are delighted to be with you, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide and downloaded 60 million times. Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They really are one of the main reasons we're going out to Reno.
We
thank
Encore.
Them in advance.
The best.
Encore's official sponsor of our live stage show. Coming up just a couple of nights from now, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you, just as they helped Oscar Santana. If you'd like a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call them, and please do that for us. 866-347-5748. Just got an email from somebody last night that said that they got a free quote from Encore.
So easy.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. Yeah. They compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud to be sponsored again by...
Encore!
Insurance Services.
You know, if Karen Seidman really loved us, she'd get Encore Insurance, too.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Go for it. Or at least get the quote.
You're right.
Yeah. Just talk to him.
That's all you have to do.
On the program today, some thoughts about the Republicans. We got a bonus hour that's coming up tomorrow where we're going to have our the last word, if you will, on...
elections I will.
And election politics and all that. RJ arriving in Reno today.
Yes.
Get ready, Reno.
You know, the hardest working man in computers.
That's right. Well, the amazing thing is...
He gets a full 24 hours in Reno.
He walked there.
Yes, he did.
But should be ready.
We'll talk about that. The middle of the season TV, just a little review on middle of the season TV.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of middle of the season TV.
Mm. But you know
it's
what?
It's like they phone it in during the middle of the season.
Are you a fan of any TV anymore?
Yeah, but by shows.
But it's shrinking, isn't it?
My stories have begun to disappoint me
Yeah.
on a regular basis.
And disappear in some cases.
Let me see. My sleep patterns, I want to discuss that in detail because I think a lot of people are going through the same thing I'm dealing with here. And let me see. Mm-hmm. All right. Time to focus on my next cause now that the election is over.
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the NHL. Thank you very much.
Are you going to fix it?
And Rob and the Suitors go to Jimmy's.
Yes, it was great.
You know, all I know is Rob had mentioned he was going to join the Suitors for dinner, and the next thing I see are the Facebook pictures coming. And it looks like Rob is not only on a microphone, but he is somehow wearing a fire hat, and he's just surrounded by fire. What the hell happened to you?
It was a surprise last night. Jimmy said it would be a great night for you to come because he's getting an award from the firemen.
A major award.
And I said,
Gile.
I said, that's fantastic. Maybe I'll bring you an award, too. And he went, ha, 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 hey, now. And I said, great. What I didn't realize is that it was started with the ride you participated in for fallen firefighters.
Okay.
He got a certificate of appreciation, but the most amazing thing is they had...
How do you say appreciation?
Appreciation. I didn't say it right the first time.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to pronounce it as appreciation.
Listen, it's very nice to be appreciative.
And by the way, it's Herculean or Herculean.
Hey, maybe tonight we could go out for sushi.
I'd like that. I'll see what my schedule says.
We could go with Mr. Pusey.
For sushi.
But what I didn't realize is that they had the Fife Drum and Bagpipe Corps in his bar last
night. Wish I'd been there.
And it was amazing. They raised a lot of money for fallen firefighters, mm-hmm. and it was a really great evening. And there was a raffle, and Jimmy tagged me. He said, would you please host the raffle with your daughter?
Right. Because
Julia was there, too. Because I'm a great dad, and I like to take my kids to a bar.
No, you're not a great dad. You just don't like to pay for babysitting.
It was, Mike, sarcastic. It was sarcastic.
You brought your daughter to the bar?
I brought the kids to the bar.
You and Ronick, I swear to God, you guys haul your kids to more places. How about popping just for a babysitter once in a while? Do you have any family members to get a, you know,
Sharon? Many of them don't speak to me.
Sharon and HBS, do they ever do any babysitting duty?
You know what? Bob is further away than the bar. I'm not going to do that.
Mike will sit for you.
Yeah, Mike, would you do that?
No.
We could lay in some cookies and milk.
You know what? You joke all you want, but seriously, no.
Aren't they old enough to just stay at home alone?
There you go.
There, you know what? And suddenly I become a great father.
You're talking about the latchkey kid.
That's right. Serious.
That is so you.
No. Julia's 11.
That's
right?
How you were raised.
But it's not appropriate. Not in the dead of night.
Oscar was 5 years old, and his parents came to him and said, Oscar, we are going back to Bolivia for the weekend. You'll be okay.
Good luck, kid.
And also, Oscar, please examine the verticals on your lemonade stand. The profits are down.
What was the age where you were left?
Five.
You were five?
At five, my mom would leave and go to the grocery store, and I just, like, watch TV.
But you had older siblings, right?
Yeah, but they would... This is the thing. I think my parents punted once they came to me because
obviously.
Either my sister or brother were watching me, and that was 50-50 because she was at gymnastics or my brother was doing some violin lesson down the road. So they would just leave me, and I learned most of my English off TV.
Right. Really?
Yeah, because everybody spoke Spanish around me.
Mm-hmm. Right. I picture you just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know what? I like to picture a smaller body but the same head.
Yeah. I was so... I remember...
And I picture him wiggling his feet.
I remember...
For some reason.
Big Edith Ann chair.
Yeah. I remember I was five. Was the first time because I got so scared because a storm came and we lived in an apartment building in Silver Spring, Maryland, in the tower. And I opened the door and the cleaning man found me because I was crying because it was so scary with all the thunderstorms.
Yeah. All by yourself.
Yeah. Yes. And he waited with me, didn't touch me. At least I hope so.
That you remember.
Yeah.
You hope not.
Block that out.
Right.
I hope not.
But to this day, Oscar is scared of toilet brushes.
Yeah, so I remember him stopping the vacuum, hanging out with us. And then he gave my mom a bunch of lip when she came back and was like, you can't leave a kid this young.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's 5 years old. What was he doing? And then she yelled at me for opening the door and ratting on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So really?
Fourth grade is...
Your mother should not have left you at five.
At nine, I guess. 9 or 10 is when I started coming home, but I would come home after school. My mom would get home at about 4:30. So I'd have like an hour and a half by myself. But I'm not comfortable leaving the kids at home alone at night and having them be put themselves to bed.
Yeah, but they
got
video games,
but no,
cable.
Listen, this is not the audio vault. I need you to pay attention. Yeah. You can't expect them to put themselves to bed.
But legally, can you do it?
I don't think you can legally do it.
I think 12.
There's actually, there are
12 when your parents left?
Yeah.
There are parameters where you can say if a kid is X number of years old, you can leave them alone for a certain amount of time. And I know there are guidelines.
Yeah,
but
I was just curious about that.
I was a softy mama's boy. I was never left alone.
Really?
It killed me. That's why I kind of went bat-ass when I went to college.
That's a problem, too, because there are the people that just spin out when they get to college.
Well, you know, I really was given plenty of freedom when I was in high school, so I did not spin out. But I remember, everybody should remember when you go to college, for those of you that have gone to an institute of higher learning, you remember the kids that would come in, and obviously this was the first chance they'd ever had.
First freedom.
Right.
And some of them completely flame out.
Yep.
We had... God, I wish I remember this kid's name.
Oh, I do. It's Jeff Gold.
No, this was Marist College.
Oh, okay.
And I've told this story before. He was Irish, but he looked like, do you know what I remember exactly what he looked like. He looked like, you know, on Sons of Anarchy, Tig.
Yeah.
You know that character, Tig?
Sure.
That's what he looked like, only a younger version of him. And we were coming back from Frank's Bar up at Marist, and this kid climbed to the top of the greenhouse and went right through. Went right up through, and they expelled him. They expelled him like the next week.
Well, God, he's lucky he didn't die. That's the kind of accident that kills you when you fall through broken glass.
But he was, I remember like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this guy was just wrecked.
Just hammered.
He was either hungover or he was hammered every single day.
How hard is it?
I can drink every single day. Wow. And he was all excited about it.
How hard is it to get expelled from Marist?
Pretty hard, actually. Yeah. I mean, you know, you had to, you mean like.
Yeah, I'm just, where's the bar?
Like they'd keep everybody there?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know.
Tuition money, I imagine.
It's more
as
really.
As soon as the check clears.
It's more like the time. You know, I remember so many things about Marist. You know, I had a bunch of firsts at Marist. I lost my virginity, and then I had a real dry spell.
Yes.
And then
maybe that's why no one was interested in you.
The beginning part of my sophomore year, it's just the light switch went on.
Yeah. Excellent.
It was
and off and on and off.
Good times.
I don't know if we mentioned this, but you and I had a great moment. And speaking of losing our virginities, and when we were in Maine, we were driving somewhere with your daughters, and very secretly you leaned over, and we were playing music, so you were able to do it. I was in the front seat.
Yeah,
you were driving, and the kids were in the back seat.
I whispered it too.
Said, "Do you see that house?" I said, "The one over there." That's the house where I lost my virginity. And then because I've heard the story before, I said to the artist, and you go, "Shh, quiet,
There's a plaque there now.
Yeah, there is.
I'll never forget that.
Looks like
ran
plaque.
Home, told my cousin Billy.
But it was so exciting. It was a great moment. You were so excited to share it, and I think there aren't many people on that road that you can share it with, because often you're with your kids, and you can't tell them that.
Yeah, and I think I've shared it with Carla, and you know that doesn't go over well. No. Women don't want to hear that.
No.
Women don't want to hear about your previous life. They're not interested.
I was so into it. I got so turned on.
Rob was turbo turned on. I completely and utterly lost my train of thought.
I had to change the seatbelt.
Well, we were asking Rob about his night at Jimmy's.
Yes, right. Your night at Jimmy's. Thank you for getting us back.
It was great, and a couple of the friends, Jessica Pilates, Jessica was there, and
we
John.
We have bagpipes. Yes.
Oh, there was a lot of that.
There you go.
Hey,
how are you, Rob? Spiewax here.
And he was on the mic a lot. Jimmy was on the mic a lot because he was very excited.
Did you ask him about vomiting Saturday night?
Not only did I ask him, I had him show the photograph to the suitors. And the suitors had a wonderful experience, because the first thing that happens is Jimmy said, "Hey, welcome to the bar. Thanks for coming from Iowa.
Welcome to the bar, suitors."
And he said, "Did you know the bar is haunted?"
Oh, really?
And because I'd mentioned it to them, and they were interested.
I forgot that story.
And he said, "Hey, Robert, do you like to be scared?" He said to my son, Robert.
Robert was there, so all the kids were
the
there.
The whole family was there. And he said, "Yeah, a guy hung himself upstairs."
Oh, I thought it was haunted by the INS.
That's a little too soon.
That is a little too soon. Although Jimmy made a similar remark last night, much to my delight. He said that his toast would be shorter at the Christmas party this year because he didn't have to be multilingual.
That's good.
But as always, he treated us like princes last night, and the suitors had a blast. Wonderful. And it was great. And they're headed back to Iowa today. So
when
safe
Rob
travels,
says that,
Tom and Ann.
The code for Rob bringing the whole family out is that's a free Speedwagon wheel.
It was not free.
Really?
It was not free. He gave us a break. No, I paid.
Oh, you paid?
And I tipped a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so face.
But he got a break.
I did get a break. You know what? I did tip on the full amount.
Oh, you're the man.
Well,
so
I'm
face
sorry.
To
good
you.
Man.
You're the
man. You asked good me man. If I could join you. I said I'd let you know. And this is the week of me disappointing everybody.
No.
I'm stiffing Oscar on our date tonight that we, you know, because I'm just.
We're going
really,
to gangbang.
I'm just.
Gangbang style?
Going to the other podcaster, Carolla's show tonight down at the Warner Theater. Yeah. And one of the things.
Did it sell out?
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Oh, stop. No. See, don't be like that.
Just wondering.
We used the template from Adam Carolla to start this show.
That's true.
We got a lot of ideas from Adam Carolla.
Yes, we did.
Short-sighted.
Short-sighted. Yes.
I'm not making INS jokes.
I called Oscar this morning because we were planning on going out there, and I said, Oscar, I got one thing on my mind, and only one thing on my mind, and I just don't want to distract from, and I am, it's Reno.
Yeah, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just all about Reno, just thinking about it. I'm excited about it now.
You know what it makes me think? It makes me think I want to say all aboard!
All aboard! Circus in Reno, Nevada. It's going to be cold when we get out there.
I hear 19 degrees.
Cold and snowy.
But what's great is that there's central air conditioning and heating all through the hotel.
I mean, each of the hotel rooms have their own heating system?
Exactly. You can adjust it. You will make your room as temperate as you want it to be.
Mark? I didn't hear it was going to be that cold. Yes. I looked at the forecast yesterday.
11 to 21 for lows that night.
Everything is set for when we arrive out there. We actually, here's the very cool thing. at the very last minute, they agreed to give us some rooms.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, that's very, very.
So we don't need the tents.
Right.
Up till now, we were going to sleep in a 5-tiered bunk bed.
But I will tell you, let's be aware, it's going to be, unfortunately, we're going to have to do the old star thing.
What's that?
You do not put yourself in under your real name.
Yes, oh, and this is where I blew it. I pre-registered, and I didn't register under the name Rob Spiewak. I registered under the name Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
was
you
that
did.
Smart?
Go ahead.
Why don't we just all swap
names? Enjoy those phone calls.
Yeah. Well, you can turn the, you know, now in the days of cell phones, you can just unplug
Saturday
your
night,
phone.
You know, that's Sunday true. Morning, 4 a.m.
Hey, it's Jimmy. Well, how'd it go?
I'll need everybody's fake name after the show.
Right.
Okay. So I can pass that along.
I want a big hairy guy to stand outside my door.
No.
I'm your fella.
The only time it happened to me, strangely enough, the only time that's ever happened to me in my entire career, where ringy-ringy at Weira is in California.
I remember. Yes. We all got
the
hit pretty hard.
Of Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
I think some of us even got knocks on the doors that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a creepy,
we
scary
probably
night.
Shouldn't even be talking about this, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. We are very, very excited. And for those of you that are heading out to Reno, we've got the wonderful band Decoy that's going to be performing along with Mickey Coachella, who is from 98 Rock. Did I pronounce? I just
comic.
Know Mickey as Mickey and Amelia.
No, you
Mickey
right.
Am I pronouncing
right.
Mickey's
right.
last name
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah, there's always room for Coachella.
Coachella. Mickey's going to be there. You get him on the plane? You're going to get him on the plane?
Oh, he's all set. Actually, I think he will be joining RJ. I mean, he'll be there later today.
He's walking with
good.
RJ.
Oh, good. So he's taking the day off for Friday.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Wow.
Good.
Nice.
That's what you do when you do a morning show.
Yeah.
Any excuse.
Yeah.
And we will be out there. We're leaving tomorrow. We will have a show for you today.
Brand new.
And we will have a bonus show for you tomorrow
and
also.
A brand new bonus brand new show tomorrow. We're doing the podcast
yeah, brand
tomorrow.
New show right. tomorrow and right. a bonus show as well. So that's all coming up at Reno. RJ, who's the hardest working man at his chosen work, has I believe he left on Tuesday, didn't he?
No, take it out to yeah, absolutely.
To Pony Tuesday. Express.
Just it's independent of each other. We both had the same feeling. I woke up so excited for Reno today.
Yeah.
And I remember about this point before the State Theater, I was a little nervous, but now I'm more excited. I can't wait to get out there.
I am not.
Really?
No.
You're not feeling it?
Not particularly looking forward to it.
Well, I know you've already changed your flight. You'll be leaving Reno at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yes, I am. At 11 o'clock.
Home in time for church.
There's actually going to be a car waiting outside of the ballroom. And, you know, we couldn't be more
there.
Thrilled.
Have you packed?
No, I have not.
Oh,
that's
wow.
I'll be doing that today. But today. I got my showbiz suit.
Nice.
That
can
fortunately
you tell us what color?
It's sort of a charcoal.
Nice.
It's kind of a charcoal gray. And now it's
gray.
Just it's gray.
Gray.
And it's just a question of whether to wear. What is everybody wearing?
I'm going to wear a suit as well.
You're wearing a suit? What are you wearing?
I have my tux.
You're going to wear a tux?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Probably a black suit or a tux. We
black
have probably
suit
a
or
black
a tux?
Suit.
Okay.
I have a tux and a possible costume change. I might open in a dinner jacket.
And
I
such
have
a queen.
I have a costume change
you
as well.
You are such an old queen. You're going to do a costume
I
change?
I might. I have to gauge the room.
He's so excited about being scared.
Yeah.
Hey, you can do three. Why don't you do three?
Well, you get new clothes.
Well, I got an idea. You know what? Last minute addition to the program.
Okay.
Why don't you do three costume changes?
I can do that.
But they have to be dramatic in some way. Something will have to stand out. You know, and I'm not talking about like the...
not your uniform.
Our little video that we have, which I'd love
right.
to see. That would make me.
Right.
I know you'll never do that.
No, of course not.
That, would be
and no Elvis scarves either.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is perhaps... dinner jacket.
Of course.
Tuxedo. And then perhaps Hugh Hefner casual.
Okay. All right, good. Something to look forward
Something
to.
Something to look forward
yeah,
to.
Right now.
And and I encourage, we really haven't relied on this, but I encourage everyone to dress up for the audience. It makes it more fun.
Somebody has sent me.
Doesn't have to be formal, but dress up.
Somebody has sent an email. We'd love you to put on your good duds.
Yeah, it looks good.
We'd love you to be out there, you know, just, ladies, wear something fancy. And,
oh, yeah, ladies.
You know, go ahead, ladies.
Ladies.
We like the suits,
no
the jackets.
Underwear. Show the world how classy you are.
You want to throw some ties on and, I'm excited about
look
it.
Good.
I think
look
it's going to be amazing, and we couldn't be more thrilled that, we're not hawking it because it's already sold out,
right.
But really fantastic that we did this in such a short period of time.
It's going to be
a good
show.
And really, it seems like we have been promoting this for 6 months. It really seems like we've been doing this for a long time.
And, Mike, I think we need to address it because I'm getting flooded on Facebook and emails. People are wondering if we're going to do a live stream like we did for the State Theater, and the answer is no, we're not.
Right.
But we have something else planned for everybody.
Yeah, we do. There's going to be.
We will make it available.
If for some reason you're not available to there that night, yes, mm-hmm. we're capturing it.
It
Mike.
Will be oh so documented. As a matter of fact, the whole damn trip is going to be documented.
That's right.
And then that might be available for you.
Right.
Even before the holiday.
Stay tuned.
Hey, we're whores. We need to feed our family.
Yeah, we're just trying to get it by.
All right, moving right along. So, Oscar, sorry about tonight. I didn't.
No worries.
That. I apologize.
I'd be less tense without you there.
We got Robin the Suitors at Jimmy's. And as I said, I want to focus on the NHL. Because now,
yeah, can't you fix this?
Now that my main diversion, which has been politics, is past.
Yeah,
I know that I am going to get back from Reno, and you can only do so much planning for your Thanksgiving dinner, which I'm also doing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
God,
are you hosting
2 weeks
what?
From today?
What?
2 weeks
from today—that's so much work for you.
What's that?
The Thanksgiving dinner.
Are you hosting here?
I'm a last minute addition to the menu, and anybody that's doesn't have plans. We are very lean. You are all invited if you would like to come.
Are you adding the dish that I asked? Nice.
What's that?
Mike O'Mara's anal yams?
No, I'm not making anal yams this year.
Darn it.
But I do. I have added something to the menu that I will be making from scratch. Lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, wow.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, so if anybody...
I might have to swing by.
If anybody are orphans, I know you've all got your families here, so you probably aren't going to be able to do it, but not you. Are you? But you are more than welcome to stop
by. That's
very
kind, and we may well take you up on that.
Very, very good.
Are you going to Weber a turkey this year?
I'd love to do that. Yeah. One way or the other, I'm going to do that.
We have to add a few more people because it's pretty lean. I think my daughters are joining me this year.
Oh, nice.
So that's a good thing.
Count.
What's that?
That's four. Who
that's
else?
Four. Carl and her mom.
That's five.
And maybe the niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
That's seven.
But I don't know yet. I'm not sure. So it's
RJ is eight.
The thing I can't stand. I love Thanksgiving, but Carla goes out of her mind as far. We are always so overdone as far as the amount, the sheer numbers of dishes.
Oh, that's typical.
Right now it is turkey, stuffing, potatoes. That's the
gravy.
Regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is creamed corn dish.
Oh, nice.
A corn
Love
souffle
it.
Dish.
Love it.
Classic. Then a green
Check
bean dish,
your
olive
plumbing.
Oil, and olive oil and garlic, which is something I make.
Yeah.
The lobster mac and cheese.
Wonderful. Strong.
The chestnut stuffing that I'll be making.
Sounds great.
That's just ridiculously
Is
large
that a new offering, the chestnut?
No, I've done that for the last couple of years.
We're going to do, I think we have like 60 people getting together, but the thing I'm thinking about for Thanksgiving, can we all commit for about an hour to watch the parade? With the listeners again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I loved that.
Yes.
You know what? I know you've done that before. That is a big no on my part.
Really? And you know what?
I hate it when you watch television and have a streaming thing. I hate
I'll
that.
I'll let you know.
You remember when I got on with you and Tommy Lang?
What
were you watching with Tommy Lang?
It was the Oscars? Was it the Academy Awards?
Yes, that was the Oscars.
It's just snark.
You liked the telethon. You liked watching the parade last year.
Really?
The parade was fun.
The parade was fun because there is so much to make fun of.
You walked around the house with your laptop and showed
That's
us the
right.
house.
I might drop by.
I would love that.
I don't think there's Wi-Fi in Arizona. So
I like when you know what? He's really douchiest when he lets his voice drop down to that level.
You know,
I don't think there's
it is
Wi-Fi.
Truly,
the wings aren't crispy enough.
And, I'm truly obsessive when I'm already thinking about that. Thinking about that.
It's exciting. It's
going to
be
day.
Delicious.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about middle of the season TV and sleep patterns with this fall back crap.
Hate it.
We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by Wait Not. Now, listen to this. Till Thanksgiving, members can get up to $200 off and pay by installment. So get ready for the holidays with Wait Not. Wait Not is an official sponsor of our live stage show in Reno, and we'll be giving away a Wait Not program for one lucky listener. We're telling all the people that might skew large.
Yeah.
Come down towards the front of the stage. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. It's waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And remember that offer. Till Thanksgiving, and it's only till Thanksgiving, members can get up to $200 off and pay by installment. Traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving, not only a heavy shopping day, but people really start to think about, hey, I don't want to completely lose it during the holidays. So really, this is a time when people want to get involved with the Wait Not program. And the good thing about Wait Not is if you go, say, to Thanksgiving dinner and you say the next day is the day I'm going to start, you can get those results so rapidly, as Rob has, as I have. I'm 33 pounds down. Rob is over 100 pounds
down.
I'm pissed at
Wait Not because I put on my tux that I wore to the State Theater, and if I don't have suspenders, my pants are falling
there
down.
There you go. All right.
So what a bunch of jerks.
It was very cool for me, and I'm nowhere near where you are, my friend, but it was so cool for me to be down two jacket sizes.
It's amazing.
It just feels great to go in that direction when you're in a store.
Yes. Weight loss is funny because pounds are very easy to measure because you weigh yourself every day. But when you see something as tangible as the fact that your coat size has changed, a coat size that you've worn for years, and it changes that drastically, it really puts into perspective really what a change you're making.
Well, how well it works.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Remember, those are unbelievable results, and you can believe in it. We've had so many people do it.
Yes.
Send us your success stories. We'd like to hear from you about that. All right, also on the program today, I want to talk about mid-season TV.
Right.
You watch as much TV as I do. We watch a lot of the same shows. I'm going to give you an example. Homeland, and incidentally, women, this is going to sound sexist, but I don't mean to offend. All right?
You never have, Mike.
Homeland, Sons of Anarchy. I wrote the other one down. Hold on. Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am so tired of man-woman dialogue. I'm so effing tired
I thought you gave up on Boardwalk Empire last season.
Boardwalk Empire, I watch it because it's a gangster show.
Okay. Right.
And it might have gangster stuff in it. And they do some fun things that are gangstery.
Yeah.
But then you just got that Irish lady that he talked. Boredom. Yeah, she is literally a complete and utter load with her little Irish accent.
And she keeps nagging on him.
Oh, Jesus
God.
Christ. Doesn't she get that we want to escape? We don't want that crap
and
in our television
and
shows.
And Nucky should just trade up already.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. You go to move. Let's move to Sons of Anarchy. Okay.
Right.
Sons of Anarchy. It's bikers. It's murder. It's driving around and being tough guys. I don't need to see your little FB that's out there all the time. And I use that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just sitting there. She sulks. She pouts, she whines. This is Jax's girlfriend.
Hasn't
I don't even
she
know
gotten
the
uglier?
Name. She's gotten totally uglier.
Right? They uglied her up.
You're
what
killing
happened?
Me. These
right?
are my escapes.
Mm-hmm.
This is gunfire. This is gangs, motorcycles, barroom brawls. Do you know really, and a serious thing here,
you got
Katie Sagal who pulls it off because Gemma's kind of like the bad girl herself.
Right.
Right? But then you've got the other love interest of Jax, the mother of his children. And you know what? In real motorcycle gang life, you're not going to have a woman that's that much of a factor. It doesn't happen.
And you've got a guy who's a dreamboat banging a four now.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't. I don't like
really,
seeing that.
Has that really entered your mind, Mike, the phrase dreamboat?
Let's get real. Well, to be honest with you, Oscar and I are on the same page here. What you need to
move
do.
Move to Maryland.
No, when you bring the women in, let's bring in some hotties.
Please. Yeah. Okay. Would it hurt?
Not
would
the pouting. You? And these actresses that they find are, they're talented ladies and they're all right, but you're right. Where's the real candy?
What the eye candy.
A quick, just a little inside.
Please.
Just a little bit of eye candy.
I want some eye candy.
A little inside SOA. Did Katie Sagal shoot him up with heroin or insulin yesterday at the end of the show?
I think it's cortisone. I think it's a cortisone shot.
Okay.
That's what I think when you're talking about Clay's
hands. Yeah, Clay's hands.
I think it's a cortisone shot. And, Katie Sagal, I loved her on Married with Children. But even that, you know, even when they get too sexy with Katie Sagal,
Too much.
And I love Katie
Doesn't
Sagal.
Work for you.
You
she
interviewed
was charming
her in person.
To me when I interviewed. She looked phenomenal.
Did she exude a sexuality when
you
were in the room?
Yeah. She's a pure piece of ass.
Okay.
Yeah. She has just a presence about her that's good. But the one that's married to Jax, I'm not going to go with the whole, you know, she's a four thing. What I'm going to say is it's just depression.
It's
always, you know, sullen, sulk. You know, come on, liven these shows up a little bit.
It hurts even more because she used to be an 8 or 9.
Right.
And now she's a 4.
Yeah, and they've made her.
I was told there would be no math.
Let's move on to Homeland. Now, this is where the star of the show is a woman. And Claire Danes is an amazing actress, but
nothing like it, Dane.
It gets the man woman, you know, romantic style. You know, it just gets too. cumbersome. This is a psycho thriller that involves intrigue and espionage and all this. And you got this yep, between. And I'm just, all these shows, it seems to be a crutch for these television programs they go to this soap opera crap.
Chris Rock or somebody the other day said, white people love Homeland.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, it's become a white show.
Well, and it's the president. Might be the president's favorite show, too.
Right.
And then Chris Rock would make a joke that I just said it's the president's favorite
show. So you want less substance, more action.
I need action. I know that Sons of Anarchy, which really is probably the best of the group right now as far as that is concerned, kind of gave me some previews of the next week.
They're killing everyone every episode.
A 90-minute episode where it really looks like, you know, stuff's going to hit the fan. They've set up too many things.
What if they did the old trick on the networks with a crossover episode where the Sons of Anarchy come in and beat up the Irish lady? I'd watch that.
That's really, you know, Boardwalk Empire of all of them. That
Snail's
show,
Pace, man.
Oh, that
Snail's
show
Pace always has been. And it might be the best looking show on television. Yeah. Every week it looks like a big budget film.
They spend a lot of money on it.
Oh, my God. You can skip 5 episodes and you haven't missed anything.
You haven't missed anything. It absolutely crawls.
You should have checked out Modern Family. It was great yesterday.
Was it really?
Great.
Oh,
it
was
good. It
was good.
I'm less excited about the show this year for some reason.
Well, there was a twist on last night. I'm not going to spoil it. Right. It's worth watching.
I read a very significant article about the Modern Family gay prototype couple, mm-hmm. and that these other television shows have mocked it to a certain extent, mm-hmm. and how this was written by a gay guy who just says, you know, it's really not anything close to reality.
Right.
That and he talks about the stereotype that you have the repressed, timid guy played by the red-haired character,
right.
And then you've got the flamboyant.
You've got Cam. I'm wearing his shirt today, Mike.
And that's every single gay show that's ever been out there.
Right.
But you know, we're talking Modern Family. You're talking about comedy. So
you
have to paint your characters with broad strokes.
You could say the same thing about the Sofia Vergara marriage.
That's way
over the top.
She's over the top.
They're painting with broad strokes. That's what makes it funny.
It was written by a bitter gay man.
On the plus side, I continue to be more impressed week after week after week with 666 Park Avenue.
God,
Sunday
you love that show.
It's incredible. It's amazing. It's,
really?
Not only is it genuinely American Horror Story scary, and by the way, love an American Horror Story as well.
Yeah, American Horror Story is pretty nasty.
But 666 not only gets into that territory, but it may be the first, it may be the edgiest in sexual terms, network television show I've ever seen.
Is it
very popular in Colorado all of a sudden?
Is it killing in the ratings?
No. It's not.
I have to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. I would have written that down today. I would have written that down yesterday.
Right.
Is it true? So
you were too tired to write anything down yesterday.
We've got Denver
mm-hmm.
and the state of Washington.
Of Colorado, all of Washington.
And it's legal to just spark up?
Yes and no.
Right.
And this creates a real problem for the federal government because as more and more states legalize marijuana in some form or fashion, as we are seeing happening, the federal government's in a tough position. Well, lately the government's been messing with California, you know, just, you know, poking away at the medical marijuana clinics. At some point, the federal government's not going to have the resources to try to enforce federal marijuana laws across the country.
Is that going to be
marijuana is still federally illegal in both Washington and Colorado.
So what does that mean?
It means the state and state officials and county cops and city cops are no longer enforcing marijuana laws. It also means the feds can come in and enforce those laws if they have the resources and they feel like doing it.
But would be specifically someone who's selling it, right?
Yeah, and what's been made legal is possession of small amounts or to grow just enough to serve your own purposes.
Yeah. Which, you know, in many cases of people you and I have both known would be the entire attic.
Well, yeah. you and your friends.
Do you think you have many, I'm sure. Do you think that the federal government will eventually wash their hands of the whole thing? Because if not,
they have
only,
to.
I mean,
they absolutely have to.
Tax revenue.
If it's,
exactly.
Yeah.
Let's,
tax revenue.
Let's get the money.
It's complicated, but also it's a budgetary thing, right?
Absolutely.
They don't have money to be chasing
this down.
Well,
and also a lot of those cartels down in Mexico, that's the marijuana trade, right? That's a lot of the marijuana trade.
It is, and I've heard that there's some excitement in Mexico about the increased legalization
of
pot.
The most simple structure you can compare it to is the mafia was born out of the illegal alcohol of the prohibition.
Yeah, prohibition, mm-hmm. right.
If you legalize pot, you're going to weaken crime. I'm no great pothead myself, although
I
love to spark up. I have a bowl of marijuana that I keep in a cereal bowl on top of my refrigerator.
Very good.
And what I'll use it to is I'll roll marijuana cigarettes, or as I call them, joints. and I will smoke them. They get me high. But I think that if you can weaken the position of the
crime, get really hungry when you get high.
Oh, what it's called, the munchies. And I will eat Fritos and Funyuns.
Oh God.
Yeah,
and Funyuns. Second time I've said that today.
Marijuana cigarettes, man. Grass makes me hungry. Jazz cigarettes,
all right,
Mike.
Shut up.
That's why he can't leave his kids at home.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Julia sells it.
All right, did I get everything? I don't care if I did. We're going to take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget, I want to let everybody know that when we return from Reno on Tuesday, this is a major announcement about a major announcement. Yeah. We will have a major announcement for you regarding this show. Whoa, whoa.
How do you think your voice will sound when you make that major announcement after that flight?
I just want to say, real happy. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our Amazon page. This is the time. The reason you're hearing me talk about it an awful lot is this is when we hit it hard. Our Amazon page is what fuels this show financially. All we want you to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com when you're going to do your online shopping at Amazon. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. We link you to it, and we get the credit for it. Toys, clothing, the Kindle Fire. The Amazon page saves you money. It supports the show as well. And gift wrapping and gift cards are there as well. Amazon does the shipping for you. No better way to help yourself and the show than doing your holiday shopping and all your shopping through the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bookmark it.
Do it.
So it's handy every time you need it. Let's open it up for today.
Thank you. Very much.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, what am I doing? Hands. So it's like 2013. I'm going to be able to touch things without going like this.
That's the plan.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. Very exciting, Mike. When you think Hollywood and you think John Travolta, what's the first thing you think?
Mark Ronick's impression.
Well, okay, what's the second thing you think? Mark?
Who? What? Where?
Thank you.
Nice. Very good.
That's my second favorite after Eric Cantor.
Yes.
But
when I think of Hollywood and John...
Congressman Eric Cantor.
What is the second thing I think about?
Long-standing rumor that perhaps John Travolta is gay.
Yeah,
we've heard it for years, right?
Actually more than a rumor, isn't it? I mean,
Because what's great is on my widescreen television, I saw Kirstie Alley, and she's shopping a new book. And she says he is not gay.
Ooh.
John is the greatest love of my life. When I fell in love with John, when we were doing Look Who's Talking, believe me, it took everything that I had inside, outside, whatever, to not run off and marry John.
Wow.
And be with John for the rest of my life. I know John with all my heart and soul. He's not gay. I think it's some weird way in Hollywood, if someone gets big enough and famous enough and they're not out, you know, doing drugs and they're not womanizing, what do you say about him? I think that people think that's the supreme insult. He's gay.
I don't know. I kind of like John Travolta a lot.
I do
think he's very talented and he goes way back, and I like that he reinvented himself.
Yep.
And he's still getting it done.
I'm with you on that.
I wish he would do something about that hair.
You know, when you think about it, though,
not sure a gay guy would let his hair look like that.
You know, it's really I look at that rumor of whether he is or he isn't just like a guy that they would say is having an affair. You know, it's that same kind of thing because he's gone to these bad. But also, you know, if it's not true, it's just you feel sorry for celebrities that have to deal with that kind of stuff. John Travolta's had plenty of tragedy in his life with his son dying.
A little too much.
And,
but some celebrities let those rumors live because they feel that boosts their audience.
It keeps them in
like that mystique.
The public eye.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Kelly Preston as well. I think she's one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. And I they seem to have a pretty tight relationship.
I like him.
You know?
I like
but good for Kirstie Alley.
I know who you like even better than Kelly Preston is your favorite band of all time, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, you bet. I've got all their posters.
And remember, with the umlaut over the O, it's best pronounced Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
And here's great news. They're releasing a box set, Mike.
Really?
So if you really want those two hit records, this is the way to buy them.
Do you have the two hit records?
I can get them for you. But
what are they?
They're Don't Fear the Reaper and...
Blue Monday?
Not Blue Monday. I'll play the other one in a second. But this is... They got together to do one show in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to hear how great Blue Oyster Cult sounds after all these years. Run out and buy this box set. Strong.
I really like that song.
More cowbell.
Wow.
You say you do or don't like
I
it.
I love that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I love the song,
oh,
too.
I love the song and when it sounds
this,
right.
This is an unfair recording, I think.
Yeah, I think
well.
It's someone on
I don't
iPhone.
Know. I think
this was recorded on somebody's phone at the back
Let
of the auditorium.
Let me just say this. Mr. Objective would not do this if it was the Moody Blues we were talking about.
That's true.
Well, of course, it's impossible to record them badly.
I've given you a hard time about the Moody Blues, who are, you know, right up there with the Monkees as far as, you know, taking one hit record and whoring it out for the rest of their lives.
We don't have time for this today.
There you go, man.
But you're wrong. The other Blue Oyster Cult song is Burning For You.
Oh, I'm burning.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you played this a couple times on The Edge.
You know, The Edge, I have to say this.
Yeah, please.
The Edge wrecked me for classic rock.
Really?
That
sucks. Yeah, there are songs now that come on when I'm listening to the other one, Big 100, here in town.
And that's not really as classic rocky as you guys were.
Radio in Washington, D.C.
Oh, it sucks.
I mean, really. So many stations suck. I just wish there was something better on.
Me too.
Yeah.
Someday,
I
maybe.
I like the song.
I don't know.
But it's
I'm glad
two
you
records.
Do.
Yeah. Two records. And then here's...
But I mean, I played a lot. You know, the other one that I couldn't stand. This one.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like the other one.
Well, you know what this needs? It needs more cowbell.
I don't mind Cult. I don't mind them. They're all right. But I will tell you that the one song... The artist who was absolutely ruined for me was Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, okay. Crazy Train.
And Mama, I'm Coming Home. If I heard that remedial piece of crap, Mama, I'm Coming Home one more time from that drug-addled douche, I got so burned out on it.
Hey, that's a shame. I really like Ozzy. Yeah.
Never got tired of the Booty song, though.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm sorry. I know it's your favorite artist.
Yeah, the Booty song was great.
I got my picture taken with Ozzy.
Didn't he post something about Ozzy for president recently?
Yes. He loves Ozzy.
Jimmy the Moose. Jimmy,
hey, but he's not a citizen, so he can't run.
Jimmy and Sturgis had an amazing time because they trot out every metal band known to mankind.
Right.
And bands that there were bands I had no idea. And my friend Rich and Jimmy were just going, oh, they're there. They're at the main stage over there.
And what was so great, Jimmy last night still sporting the haircut for his costume for Halloween of German Martin.
Yeah.
And I love Jimmy with
hair. I like Jimmy with the short hair.
He looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when he's vomiting.
No, doesn't get in his
hair.
Hey,
I got pictures.
Yes, sir.
Look, I got to find it in my phone.
Take a look. Gotta love a guy that does that. Hey, I'm going to get up in the morning, take a picture of my puke.
All right, we talked about the marijuana initiative, but do we have any results on Measure B yet?
Yes,
the condom
we do.
Initiative.
Yes, we do. And Californians approved Measure B, which does now require the use of condoms and dental dams in the production of porn videos in California. And
I thought it was just in L.A.
That's what I had heard initially, and then this morning I read it's California, so it's L.A. or California.
So how
but
are
in
they
any
gonna
event,
make?
It means that the porn industry is either going to have to move away to continue making the kind of porns they know will sell, or they're going to have to abide by the new
they
law.
Should move to Colorado and smoke weed and screw.
How do you make a porno with a dental dam?
I don't know.
I bet you know
dental
what?
Dam
I bet you
is
there, I bet you there's fetish video of it right now.
But
there's probably people that like that.
But correct me if I'm wrong, it is a plastic latex piece of sheet that goes over your entire and you keep that between you and the nasty place.
Yes. Barrier.
Right. And actually you can
when
take
giving
it,
that special favor, it is a protection against the transmission of disease.
And you can take a dental dam and put it on a black and white television and it makes it look like full color.
It's also good for stretching.
Here's Jimmy Kimmel talking about Measure B. This is the condom initiative.
Measure B will require porn stars to wear condoms in all adult films shot in Los Angeles, primarily male
LA.
Porn stars. The women do not have to wear them, but I believe this is the first election in which I voted on an erection. It is unique to us here in Hollywood.
And, you know, it could almost be a sexy discussion, that of condoms and porn stars, but it's not sexy when they talk about it on The View.
There was some really interesting stuff on the ballots, like required use of condoms in porn movies. Okay. Los Angeles, yes?
Wait a minute. Do you think if they're going to do it in the movie?
No,
in the film.
No, not in the movie theater.
So Barbara's question, is it required to wear a condom in a porno theater, which puts you in Barbara Walters' frame of mind because she's still envisioning, you know, like the Lee X Art Theater.
Many of those left.
Yeah. 1975.
You having sex in the movie theater?
Lucky I was up so late. I don't know what I'm talking about today.
Now listen, the Los Angeles...
The movies.
Los Angeles County... Vote to require adult film stars to wear condoms while shooting scenes. And it passed. So when you see...
LA so County.
So not sexy.
There will now be a condom on it.
That's no. We got time for one more, Rob.
All right, well, let me play you two brief ones, then, because I want you to hear the guy on Miami News Channel 7, Blake Berman, who was at the Obama headquarters the night of the election returns, and he was there with Will.i.am, you know, the popular singer.
From
and,
I like Will.i.am.
And he twice gets his name wrong.
Oh,
this
no.
is so great.
That's Wyclef Jean giving an
interview. Start from the front. First, he says it's Wyclef Jean. I'll take it from the front.
Oh, that's my. Wyclef Jean giving an interview. He is one of the many surrogates, you could say. Is sorry? No. Wale, excuse me.
Wale, rap singer Wale.
Either way, we've seen a lot of artists.
Either way.
We've seen a lot of surrogates out on the campaign trail coming out for the president. We saw a bunch of musicians out on the campaign trail. Bruce Springsteen for the president yesterday. Jay-Z for the president yesterday. And we've seen celebrities. Will.i.am. Good grief. Man, I am tired. It's Will.i.am. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my artists here.
Three black guys with dreads.
You know, that's right. Beware the guys. Kind of talk like that because if I'm loud enough, you're not going to realize how just incredibly stupid I am.
Right. And my favorite joke from the election, here's a Conan talking about the Gay Marriage Act passing in Maryland and Maine.
Yesterday, Maine and Maryland approved gay marriage. And today, Delaware confessed to being bi-curious. I've noticed Delaware kind of looking over there.
It's kind of obvious. Have lunch with Delaware. You'll find out.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you. We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird singing.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's not waste any time. He's here. He's happy about Washington State and Denver. We're going to be in Denver Airport.
All of Colorado, yes.
Hey, and he's in a mock turtleneck.
We're going to be in Denver, but that's kind of a federal area, isn't
it's
it?
It's my way of making fun of turtlenecks.
All right, let's get to Buzz. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We are brought to you today by TwizGrid. TwizGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a very user-friendly format. TwizGrid's the official sponsor, one of them, of our Reno stage show, and you can use it to watch us behind the scenes. You can use it for your own events as well. To join us backstage in Reno, just open the Reno Mara app, or album, rather.
We haven't found a cure for Reno Mara, but there is help.
If you love us, you'll help us, Reno Mara.
Amen. Reno Mara. Mm-hmm. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. If you do have a Twitter account, you can post comments on our photos and be part of our latest live show. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website. The other night on Division 012, Katie was talking about an election in which she was involved that left her very depressed. A psychiatrist in Minnesota says there is such a thing as post-election depression.
I think I got it.
There's no treatment for it, of course, unless you hire a therapist.
No, I really was so ramped up, and I was up so early with daylight savings time, and with this election, I just have found kind of a.
I think you won, though.
I know my guy won, but I'm just a little
like
down.
It's like postpartum depression. In a way,
I think you're going to be a half a bubble off until the inauguration, or as we like to call it, the thing at the Capitol.
Oh, and this one, I'm going to put the word out. And this one didn't go to the last one. But this is the one I want to go to. I want to go because this will be the last inauguration of President Obama, and I'd like to be down there, and I'd love to go. So I'm putting the word out. If we have any of our friends that are in high places, if you know what
get
I mean.
Get us a spot.
Please, let me know what's going on. I don't know whether Andrew's going to be the connection.
Probably not.
He's too busy keeping the government out of his bedroom. Boy, he likes saying that.
And, we hear this from Democrats when Democrats lose. We're hearing it from Republicans now. In fact, immigration lawyers in other countries
listen up, Oscar.
Say that they are hearing from a number of Republicans, a lot of Republicans, by their definition, who say they want out of America. Now, these foreign immigration lawyers say it never really happens, that the only reason anybody ever really leaves the country is either because of a love affair or because of a new job. But they say that when they make that initial phone call, they are adamant about wanting to leave the country, and their stated reason is my government doesn't speak for me anymore.
Love it or leave it.
There's so much overstating going on.
Right.
Especially when
these are examples.
We'll talk about it in our bonus show, but it's just interesting when you hear all these people talking about, the Republican Party won't have the power for the next generations. Yeah, it's not. That's not true.
Not
That's
if they
not
fix
true.
It. Not if they fix it.
But I don't know how much fixing. I mean, the fact is, this was popular-wise, this was a very close election. Mm-hmm. This could have gone the other way.
No one ever seems to bring up the fact that the presidency is one-third. 33 1/3%
of our
government.
But it isn't just that, and I'll explain the need for fixing it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a piece of it, folks. It's going to be okay.
Just quickly, Fox News yesterday, it was all about Hurricane Sandy
right.
and its effects. So basically, Obama's best running mate was the hurricane.
The nor'easter.
Yeah, and it's funny because you do see the people that are melting down, and it's funny to watch that because, you know, as I said before, I said to myself, if my team lost, I had to come in here and get right back to being funny and do that and really and just not to be what these guys are. I think there are people that don't give themselves that pep talk. And you have to do that. That's part of what being a grown-up is
all about. And mentioning Hurricane Sandy is a perfect lead-in to continuing to talk about Republican reaction to what happened this week. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is feeling some heat from fellow GOPers for giving Obama a boost just before the election. Now, this heat won't likely last since he's one of the party's best hopes to run in 2016. And Christie, of course, is not at all flustered by the criticism. He says, and I quote, "I'm a guy who tells the truth all the time. And if the president did something good, I was going to say he did something good and give him credit for it. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I was the first governor to endorse Mitt Romney and that I traveled tens of thousands of miles for him and raised tens of millions of dollars for him." Mm-hmm. Republicans gathered yesterday to talk about how and why they have lost the popular vote in 5 out of 6 recent elections. It doesn't take an expert to know it's about demographics, the lack of minority and female support for the party and its principles. It's also, as Oscar pointed out yesterday, the perception the party is for the haves and not the have-nots. Mitt Romney got 88% of the white vote on Tuesday, but that no longer wins elections as it did not so very long ago.
I jotted this down, Buzz. It was Bill Maher. I forgot what program he was on, but he was talking about the Republicans have to stop listening to the propaganda machine. And the propaganda machine that exists with Sean Hannity, you've got Rush Limbaugh, you've got Fox News, and they didn't get, you know, even if they perceive it the right way, they're getting misinformed.
Yes, they are.
And they were misinformed on election night.
By Rush and company, by the Tea Party, and by Christian conservatives.
You got this guy, Dick Morris. He is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. He came out and predicted a landslide. He predicted that it was good. They were going to take Pennsylvania.
Right.
They were going to take Virginia. They were going to take Florida. And he did so because this guy does this all the time. And once you start misinforming people, and I don't want to go so far as to call the guy a liar. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he thought his facts were right. I think if you bull-ass people long enough, you start to believe your own crap.
Right.
But there are still, in the Republican Party, a lot of smart people, a lot of people are very, very intelligent, and they've got to stop listening to these feverishly partisan propagandists that just don't have any room for facts or what they should do. You know, the one thing that's a knock on the Democratic Party is that we feed on each other. Well, we do because I think we have a slightly more open
dialogue,
mind.
Maybe, yeah.
And then when you know, they consider, because I think that the reason the people like Sean Hannity slam NBC and CBS and ABC is because in his world, you have to inform your news delivery with your point of view. And it's not that CBS, ABC, and NBC are propagandists for the Democratic Party. It's that they are really more objective than Fox is. So the people that are the partisans on Fox,
as I've said before, it makes the center look like left.
It makes the center look left and look like, and they, yeah, are some of the MSNBC, of course it is left wing. Of course it's left wing. You look at Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, you look at shows like that. But really, when I'm watching Brian Williams or I'm watching ABC, I'm watching both sides. I mean, to the point where I get pissed off. Yeah. Watch Erin Burnett on CNN. She drove me crazy. She drove me absolutely
nuts.
By being
so fair?
Because I was being, you know, somebody on the left going, all right,
thanks.
Why don't you just show us your Republican Party card, Erin?
Thanks, Erin.
You know, because they're giving us an objective way of looking at it. But at the end of the day, we should go through and take the week of reporting on Fox News leading up to the election and just what all these people were coming on. They weren't. I don't know if they were doing it on purpose, but they were dead wrong.
Yeah,
and you know, and that's an example with some of the facts that they give you on other subjects as well. And that's what's, in my opinion, I agree with Bill Maher, that's who the Republican Party has been listening to, and they've got to stop doing that.
First president I remember as a little kid, and of course I didn't know that at the time and thought he was terribly boring, but President Eisenhower, if you take some of the quotes, some of the things that he said, he was a Republican, very Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You take some of the quotes that he said, it sounds like something a Democrat would say today.
Right.
That's how far the Republican Party has moved. Mm-hmm. Even as I pointed out recently, it was the Nixon administration that gave us the Environmental Protection Agency.
Right.
Where are those Republicans?
Yep.
Well, they've been pushed aside by the parties that we mentioned earlier.
Tea Party, what I really the media, take the louder, the right. close-minded idiots. Right. Let's be honest, really.
What I really take away from this, and it's really extraordinary, is that Buzz remembers Eisenhower.
Just barely.
He's a good guy.
President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid are already reaching out to Republicans, both using the word compromise. The administration's been criticized for not doing this seriously enough over the last 4 years.
Here's a thought that I have. This is a bipartisan thought.
Okay.
How about, really, this would be a lot of fun. We take Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid, mm-hmm. both of them. Mm-hmm. We take them out to the end of a pier, and we tie like cinder blocks around them, you know, and then just push them into the water.
Oh, I'd like that.
I fear
that's just a joke. Yeah, you know that's Jesus, a controversial statement. It doesn't help when you go, oh.
I fear one of them.
I love both of them, and I don't want to go to jail, I didn't mean that.
Oscar picks the damnedest time to listen, doesn't he?
And it might not work anyway, because I kind of think one of them would survive.
I don't like Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell.
Doesn't hot air float?
Exactly.
They bubble up to the surface.
But there is a fiscal cliff to be avoided in the next few weeks to avoid cutting tens of thousands of government and contractor jobs, especially here. And the return of the Great Recession, not to mention major cuts in defense and social programs. So now Mr. Obama is using the phrase finding bipartisan solutions, and he's already contacting lawmakers, including Republicans, to find those fixes.
We're not going to go off the fiscal cliff. You know they're going to figure out something. They have to. Well, they have no choice.
There are different ways of doing it, and naturally they're going to have to agree on what methods they're going to use to do that.
Well, also, you're not in a situation that you were the last time Obama got elected where
agreed.
Suddenly they go, okay, we'll Here's show you.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of, you know, they really feel
you're going to have to play ball.
I don't know how successful he's going to be, but I'm liking what I'm hearing from John Boehner. The House Speaker says of his Republicans, and we quote, I have the tape. Oh, let's just listen to him say it.
Mr. President, this is your moment. We're ready to be led, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
Yes.
We want you to lead, not as a liberal or conservative. But as President of the United States of America.
We want you to succeed.
We want you to
succeed. Let's challenge ourselves to find the common ground that has eluded us. Let's rise above the dysfunction and do the right thing together for our country.
And this is the opposite of what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was saying 4 years ago when he said, I have one goal, defeat Obama.
It's good. It's good to hear that. Right. And really, let's just all say a prayer that we can work together and get stuff figured out.
Did you hear what John Boehner said after that?
What did he say? Mr. President.
Very emotional.
Very sad.
Let's work together. Please. I guess I shouldn't mock him. That Buck Owens.
Yes.
They're willing.
I hope to play lots of that in the near future.
Tiger by the tail.
Not the last Buck Owens song you'll hear this week, by the way.
Oh, good.
There will, of course, be fights over Social Security and corporate tax rates and more, and Mr. McConnell will lead that fight. Boehner, however, says he's open to new revenue, but not new taxes, so that argument continues.
We have another clip from John Boehner in the Congress.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay,
they have so many to choose from. Okay,
now, for Mike, one issue dominated this election more than any other: health care for all. Good news, Mike. Conservatives.
And that was your name in the old days, wasn't it? Good news, Mike.
Good news, Mike. Yeah, that's when I did the Sunday morning God Squad show.
Conservatives still think that Obamacare is a disaster, but they say they are ready to abandon their fight to overturn it. Quoting the head of a conservative think tank, I just don't see how that's possible at this point.
Because there are a lot of people that are in much worse shape than I am, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And they need their health care. And this is a good thing.
Here's where we are. States have just 8 more days to say whether they're down with that federal program or plan to have a similar program of their own. They have that choice.
Come on, brah, get down with it.
The Obama administration is going to look very different over the next 4 years. Hillary is leaving her Secretary of State post.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She says it's to return to private private life. Her supporters are trying to get her to run for president in 2016.
She's having cankle surgery.
reduction surgery.
That'll be on the bonus hour, too. We're going to talk about future stars of the both parties, and we'll be talking about that in our bonus hour tomorrow.
Hello, stars.
Also leaving the administration. I may hear you applaud some of these. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Homeland Security's Janet Napolitano.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I don't like her. Never have.
The possibly bad news is I think the administration's thinking of Susan Rice, the U.N. ambassador who said it was the movie that caused the bombing in Benghazi.
Yeah, well, that was a mistake.
Justice Department's Eric Holder, also gone. Okay. And there's talk that Defense Secretary, this is sad, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta may be leaving, although he may stay. We'll see.
Yeah, he's one of the best in that administration.
Oh, agreed.
You know, and it's a tradition. I mean, you get to second term. Yeah. The work is done. Mm-hmm. The president wins re-election, it's time. You know, it's usually...
And you can't fire their asses in the year leading up to the election, or right. It's like admitting that you've been going about it all wrong.
Exactly.
Finally, we've been meaning to get to the story about the Cleveland woman who drove her car up onto a sidewalk to get around a stopped school bus. She's not only lost her license for a month and been fined $250, she's also been ordered to wear a sign outside that school that reads, "Only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus." And thank you, Florida, for this story of an armed robbery in Orlando that failed because the target was a very Chinese restaurant. The problem was the language barrier. The restaurant was so Chinese.
How Chinese was it?
That the three men with guns were never able to successfully communicate their intention.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm on Mike O'Mara.
But you know what?
I want the money.
2 hours later, they wanted to rob it again.
Oh, thank you, Rob. There you. You couldn't miss
one. He couldn't help it.
He'll be in Reno on Saturday night.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe
anyway.
Not after that.
Yeah. Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They are an official sponsor of our live stage show, and we love them.
Yeah.
November 10th at Circus in Reno. Do us a favor. Get your free quote.
Yes.
There is no obligation other than the fact that you might be obligated to take advantage of a great deal they'll give you.
Encore!
You can visit smartterm.com or call them at 866-347-5748. They compare the rates, and that helps you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Thank you.
Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.